Unlike table games that require some specific knowledge and often a trip to a casino, sports betting appears to be an easy entryway into the world of gambling. But who will it entice? Newsworks Tonight producer Shai Benyakov talked to fans at a recent Phillies game, some of whom were enthusiastic about the prospect of betting on their favorite team. Others, not so much.
There's been billions and billions of dollars of bet illegally, so it's good that states are getting involved. Maybe there's some tax revenue and more people have options to bet legally now. Yeah. So, yeah, we think it's great.
Is that something you think you'd take part in?
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%.
I think it is a good thing. You're going to have people that disagree, only because people probably become addicted to gambling. I understand that, but for the majority of people, I think it's a fun thing.
Not a big fan of it. I don't think it's. I mean, I get why they did it for money. It's the easiest way to get money. But what about the repercussions?
It's not something you would take part in, you think?
Oh, I didn't say that. But you have to do it moderately. You can't make a daily binge of 50, 60 bucks a game here and there.
If we only had a lousy little grant, we could be a millionaire.
Of course, easy entry into the world of gambling means the potential for more gambling addiction. Joining me now to talk about that is Arnie Wexler, a compulsive gambling counselor and former executive director of the Council on Compulsive Gambling of New Jersey. Arnie, thanks for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
It's a pleasure to be with you, and thanks for letting me come on and talk about this subject.
Well, let's note from the start that this is not just your profession, it's personal as well, going back some 50 years.
My last bet was April 10th, 1968. I was 30 years old. I started gambling at age 7, and from 7 to 30, it was a disaster. At 14, I was making 50 cents an hour. It was in the early 60s. I went to the racetrack. I won $54, and it changed my life. I thought I was going to be a millionaire from gambling, how easy it was to make money, I thought.
And was that ultimately the allure, easy money?
Absolutely. And then I started to steal to support my gambling. So I did anything and everything to support my gambling addiction. Nothing came before my gambling addiction, including my wife and family and job.
Casinos came to New Jersey 40 years ago. Does that example offer a cautionary tale of what might come next with sports betting?
Sure. In 1977, before casinos, there were 14 meetings of Gamblers Anonymous in New Jersey. And 3 years later, there were 47 meetings. If that don't tell you something, I don't know what does. And the other example is this. When I was the executive director of the Council on Compulsive Gambling in New Jersey, we hired Gallup to do a survey. And two of the questions that we asked were, have you ever played illegal numbers? 31% of the respondents said they did. Do you play state lottery? 81% said they did. And the truth is, there are a lot of people that would never do anything illegal and gamble on a sporting event. And now that it's going to be legal, they're going to feel comfortable enough to do it. You're going to see a lot of people get addicted to gambling.
A few years back, you were co-author along with your wife and sports reporter Steve Jacobson of a book entitled All Bets Are Off, Losers, Liars, and Recovery from Gambling Addiction. What did you mean by losers and liars?
This is such a hidden, invisible disease. There's no track marks. There's no dilated pupils. There's no smell. And people can hide it pretty well. I remember a classic call I got. Lady calls me up and she says, my husband and I are married 30 years. I never knew he gambled. He worked for an insurance company. He embezzled $600,000, and he's on the way to jail. And I had no clue that he ever gambled in the 30 years we were married. It's that hidden and invisible.
What ultimately got you to break the habit and stay sober now for more than half a century?
Well, the interesting part is this. The compulsive gambler thinks that they're going to get bailed out, so they don't really need to get help. And one day I was in trouble, and it was getting deeper and deeper. I had 3 years' annual salary. And a guy came to work in my place, and I knew he was a millionaire. So I befriended him and thought he was going to give me the money and pay off my gambling debts and bail me out. And when I talked to him, he told me to go to a 12-step program in New York that helps compulsive gamblers. And I was resistant to do that until he said the magic words that they help you straighten out money problems. So I thought that meant they were going to pay off my gambling debts, and that's the only reason why I went there. And 8 weeks after I got there, I gambled again, And that was my last bet, which was April 10th, 1968.
Arnie Wexler, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you. A pleasure to be with you. And anytime you need anything, give me a holler.
Arnie Wexler is a compulsive gambling counselor and former executive director of the Council on Compulsive Gambling of New Jersey.